This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
I'm back.
You are.
I know.
Poof, she's here.
You know, it is so magical when you think about it, that you can, like, you know, go through this gateway. It's time travel.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And so we went from Phoenix to San Francisco, then all the way to Tokyo.
How long was that part of the flight?
Oh, a long time. It was like 15, 16 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
And the flight to San Francisco is not a quick one either. I mean, that's a long travel day.
No. No, it's like a travel week. Okay. And then we got to Tokyo.
Right.
And then we spent 4 days in Tokyo.
Okay.
And then 2 days in Kyoto.
Okay.
And then one final day in Tokyo.
And?
It was phenomenal.
Tokyo versus Kyoto, any different?
Kyoto is more like going to, say, San Diego versus Los Angeles.
Okay, so bigger city.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Tokyo's a bigger city.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But so Mads and I are going to put together, she doesn't know this yet. Mads, okay. We're going to put together, like, I think we should show, like, all these different videos that we took. And then just have, like, one podcast just about Japan.
Okay.
Because it is, I've been to 31 different countries.
Okay, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Okay. This country is unlike anything that I've ever been in my entire life.
Is this your first time going to that culture?
No.
No? No. So you'd been to?
Been to Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the Japanese are very, very interesting. Okay. 97% of the population in Japan, they are Japanese.
Oh, wow. That's got to be the biggest of any country.
It is.
I mean, because what, Americans are only like probably in the 80s percentile?
Well, there are so many interesting things that I've learned
about
the whole culture, about how people work. Like, for example, they go to work at 10 a.m. in the morning, and then they leave at 8 p.m.
That's a long day.
Okay. That's mandatory overtime.
Well, then it's not overtime.
Okay.
It's just time.
Okay. Every Friday night, they go out partying.
Only the men? Because I know that's with the male culture. But it's everybody?
Everybody now.
Okay.
And so what you do is you have at 8 o'clock, you go out and have a drink with your entire department.
Okay.
And then you go have dinner with just your team. And then you have to go have a drink with your boss. And so this is like a whole Friday night thing. You get home at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
But I just spent 10 hours with my coworkers. I want nothing to do with you.
I know. But since we're talking about a podcast, just one more thing. So I was, we were on a car tour because, you know, we are big car people. Mm-hmm. And so we went like on the Tokyo Drift Fast and Furious thing that was super interesting. And the guy who's in charge of it comes over to me and he's like, you know, I watch Joe Rogan.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're kidding. Because I watch the Joe Rogan podcast every day.
Did he bring that up because he knew you did a podcast and a radio show?
Yes.
Okay.
And I said, well, that's really interesting. And he said, yeah. He said, I just have one question. He said, does a lot of what Joe Rogan talk about, does he make it up? And I said, like, what in particular? He's like, are there really people in America that, like, are girls and they become boys with body parts, and then boys become girls with body parts?
They don't have transgender people in Japan?
He goes, in Japan, it's either you're a boy or you're a girl.
That's so interesting.
No, there is a lot of really, there's a lot of really super interesting things.
Let me ask you one question, though. How about technology-wise? Was it vastly more advanced than us? Was it similar than us? Was it not even noticeable?
Vastly much better.
Wow, okay.
Like, you know, like public restrooms and everything. And the whole place is immaculate.
Sure.
Okay. There are no trash cans on the streets.
What do you do with the trash?
You put it in your backpack and you have to carry your trash with you.
Oh, I don't like that.
Okay. You can't eat on the street. You can't smoke, vape, anything on the street. Okay. But they have restrooms that you can see in them. And then when you go in the public restroom, they all become like opaque.
Oh, that's really cool.
I mean, you know, the bullet train, phenomenal.
Was it faster than what we said?
It's 100 and it was, well, Barry, of course, you know, because we're all geeks.
Yeah.
It was about 177, 178.
So exactly what we thought when we looked up last or week before or whatever.
Yeah. So it was, so all kinds of great things.
That's so cool. I'm excited to see those videos.
Yes. So we're going to put all those together. And, you know, I decided to write my jokes when I came back, all in capital letters for now, because I'm having trouble finding them on the script and I don't want to miss it.
No, we got to make sure we hyper-focus on those. So important.
Okay. This one was actually written in Tokyo.
In Tokyo.
Get it? Capitals, letters. Tokyo.
Jokes is such a vast, open definition of the word on this show.
You not, missed it. You missed it.
One joke last week while you were gone.
Really?
Not one.
Well, that's probably why I got all the complaints. That was it. Okay, so I'm Kim Komando.
Yes.
And this is Kim Komando Today. But you're not Kim Komando.
No, I'm Andrew Babinski. But this still is Kim Komando Today.
And this is when we beg people to
like,
share.
Comment. And share.
I still love it when you go like, hey guys.
That's how a lot of the YouTubers, they start their videos. And this is on YouTube and Facebook and Rumble and X. We had a bunch of comments on X
last week. Good.
Yeah. And you should be proper. And the proper way to ask someone to like and comment and share is like, hey guys, on today's video, make sure you like, comment, and share. Absolutely. Because we want this podcast to keep going. And we can't do it without your support, guys.
Yes.
We just can't.
No. And so we love your comments. Maddie's upstairs tracking all the comments. And so we always want to make sure that you leave good comments. And we're only going to read the best ones.
The best ones will be read in the last segment of the podcast.
Exactly. So we're going to kick things off with what?
Five things
that you need to know about happening tech right now. Have you heard about the Chinese foreign agents?
No.
This is fascinating. Okay. So, you know, TikTok, Congress, and
we talked a lot about that last week.
Everybody's saying, like, you know, we don't want that part of, you know, we want TikTok out of the United States.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know if who's telling the truth. I don't know if it really is that big a national security threat as they think it is, but I'm sure there's some issue that could be. I mean, when I actually watched some of the testimony in the House last week, and they're like, somebody said back in the 90s that China's going to come out, literally, quote, somebody. Somebody said back in the 90s that China's going to come after us and they're not going to use their military. And we believe this is it. I don't know if it's that far.
Okay, here's the problem. This is the national security problem. Okay, not just that they are taking copies of everything that you're doing on your phone. I'm talking about your location, your photos, your videos, your face print.
Everything.
Everything. They have everything that you're doing on your phone. Let's just toss that to the side.
Okay.
For just a second.
We're going to allow that. We're going to accept that.
No, we're not going to accept. We're just going to say that's just one part. The big problem is what they did this past week is when they sent a notification out to 170 million Americans and said, we need you to help us.
Why is that?
Because they can now, they've demonstrated the ability that they can send down a notification to half of America. Now, what if they sent out a notification that says, hi, we're China. We're getting ready to bomb you.
Right.
Our nukes are there. You know what kind of chaos would happen here?
I do understand it's a powerful propaganda machine, but Wikipedia could do the same
thing.
Oh,
no, they can't.
They have enough users.
No, no. Nobody goes to Wikipedia and they wouldn't even believe them if it came out. I mean, come on.
And there was, I mean, obviously it worked because they put that message. If you don't want TikTok to be banned, put in your zip code. And they gave you the phone number of your congressman or person, representative, and people were calling.
Yes.
There was children calling saying, if you ban TikTok, I'm going to kill myself.
I know, which is just nutso.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But you're right. There is the power to deliver the message.
So this constitutes lobbying Congress on behalf of a foreign government. This is a bad, bad thing.
Okay, but let's play this out. Let's say that TikTok divests themselves from ByteDance, the parent company, which is the one that has the relationship with the government of China.
Right.
And that's just, they sell themselves to Microsoft. Let's just say that. China then comes and says, hey, we want to buy all your data. And they're going to get all the same information. They just won't have the push notifications.
No, they're not going to get all of that data.
You don't think Microsoft will sell it if the price is high enough?
I don't think
so. It's a for-profit company.
Of course.
That has a relationship in China.
But they have stockholders.
True.
And so they have to be, make themselves accountable to those stockholders.
Well, stockholders also like profit and revenue.
Oh, I know. But I think that there's always going to be like that little line that somebody's going to draw.
Hopefully.
Versus if it's not communist China.
So if it plays out, if it gets passed, the president has already said he'll sign it if it gets to his desk. It's got to pass the full House and Senate. And obviously there's going to be some changes to it along that process. But do you think ByteDance sells if this law is passed?
It's hard to say.
How do you let 170 million customers walk away from your business?
They'll just sell to somebody who they know. I just, you know, I also think that it's interesting that when, not politics here, politics aside, is that when, you know, Biden was up talking about all this, the same day he announced that his reelection campaign just opened its own TikTok.
They
account.
Went on TikTok.
I know, it's like
24 hours before the vote. I'm like, I said it on the show last week. How can it be that dangerous if you're putting the president on there? But it's not the president, obviously. It's just some intern.
All right, we're going to switch gears, go to cars. How many touchscreens do you have on your car?
Just one. Just the one in the center console.
97% of all new cars now have touchscreens, but it's distracting. AAA says that takes your eyes off the road for 40 seconds by looking
at this. That's a long time.
So starting in 2026, cars in Europe are going to have to get the old school buttons.
No.
Yep, and levers. No to more touchscreens.
Boo.
So they're going to try to move that in here into the United States.
I'm actually shopping for a new truck right now. Okay. And I could save a ton of money if I didn't get the touchscreen. But I absolutely refuse because the touchscreens, it's so cool.
I'll never forget my dad and I. He was buying a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Kim, I'm going to teach you how to buy a truck. And I'm like, okay. I mean, he also taught me to change the oil in my car, which I was like, I don't even know why I ever needed to know that. Okay. But so we go down to the Toyota dealership and we're sitting there and the guy comes out and going through the whole truck with my dad. And the guy says, you know, do you want a back bumper? And my dad's like, yeah. And he's like, and a front bumper too? They were options.
Bumpers?
They were options.
That's hilarious.
All right. New York Times has this great story out. And I'm just going to read you part of the intro. Not read it. I'm going to tell you, just summarize it.
Okay.
A guy by the name of Ken Doll, he says that he has always
Hold on. Ken Doll?
Yes.
Like Barbie's boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's D-A-H-L.
Gotcha.
He says he's always been a careful driver, but his insurance went up by 22%.
I haven't been in an accident in years and my insurance skyrocketed.
He said that's exactly what he says. I've never been responsible for an accident.
16 was the only time I was responsible for an accident. And I am much older. I am 21.
So his insurance company said, you know, it's because of what's on your LexisNexis report.
What's that?
It's a data broker. And so Mr. Dahl went over to LexisNexis and said, I want to see a copy of my report. They sent him 258 pages, okay, which they have to provide per the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Okay, 130 pages detailed each time he and his wife drove over the past 6 months.
Every time?
The dates of 640 trips, their start and end times, the distance driven, the accounting of any speeding, any hard braking or sharp accelerations.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So now
we're going to write about this. This is going to be a story in tomorrow's newsletter.
You obviously you opted into it. You allowed them to
of course.
Get that information.
You started the car.
Right. Okay.
That was it.
Whatever the technology is in there, can you shut it off?
Oh, I don't think so.
Because, you know, like there are insurance companies that allow you to put that attachment in your car.
No, but this is in the GM car.
That's what I'm saying. This is above and beyond.
No, this is in the car.
He had no idea. I had no idea that that's probably happening in my car because I have the internet.
But selling data, here's GM. Guess what? They're selling that data to the insurance company.
Right.
So maybe your insurance went up just a little bit because
I don't speed.
Okay. Millennials.
A lot.
You are
a
millennial.
A lot.
FBI shows that people between the ages of 30 and 49 are most likely to lose money in investment fraud.
Ooh, that's interesting.
The scams online. You know why? Because they're going online. They're trying to make money quick.
Well, you're at that point in your life where you're like, oh, I got to start now. I got to make sure I have a nest egg for the future. I get that. That makes sense. But I don't click on anything anymore.
You don't?
No, I'm too scared. I've had my credit card stolen twice in a 2-week span. I'm just done.
I did get a note from somebody while I was gone who said that if you had subscribed to the newsletter, you wouldn't be falling for all these stupid scams. Just saying. But fair. You won't do that. Because it's like, I guess I'm not that important to you.
I'll be the 1 millionth subscriber.
How is your current girlfriend?
My current girlfriend is great. Just got over the fact that I called her my current girlfriend, so this should spark that outrage up. I appreciate it. And she watches every day.
That's good. I like Jennifer.
Yeah, she's very nice. She's very sweet.
You know what? She's
very
a lot, current. She's a lot better than Anna.
There is no Anna. I am so in trouble.
Well, Helen was the other
There's
one.
There's no Helen.
Okay. But I'll tell you, I did not like Janice at all.
No, she was a...
I think she's a little Lulu.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are all kinds of dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are farmers dating apps.
Farmers
cowboys,
only.
Right?
Yeah.
There's Jewish farmers.
Jewish
apps.
Farmers?
Yes.
We're narrowing even down yes. more.
So now there's a new one called Score.
What's Score? Sports fans?
No, it's for your credit score.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this one.
So... what it is that if you don't have a credit score like of close to 700,
mm-hmm.
you can't get on the app.
So then you know everyone is financially responsible. The pool of people you're looking at.
Exactly.
That makes sense. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
I have no, you know, when you're on the apps, there's a lot of people that actually put in there, I own a car that has no payments. I own my own home. I have a credit score of 720. Like, they use that as a selling point. With this app, you don't even have to put it out there. It's a given for everybody on it.
I like that. Now, what about politics?
Meaning,
like, what is? I'm sure there's an app. I don't know, but
Democrats only, yes. Republicans only.
Yes,
I'm sure.
Yes,
you got to be. I don't know. I could date someone that was on the political polar. I married someone who was on the political polar opposite than me, and it was fine.
I don't think it was fine. You got divorced.
That's a good point. Okay. That's a good point.
Just
maybe it wasn't fine.
Worked out really well for me. We had got two great kids, but we got divorced.
She told me 1 year, please don't vote, and I said why, and she said I'm tired of my vote not counting. And you just negate it because you go in there and do everything actually the opposite.
See, at our household, mm-hmm. I give my vote to Barry.
What? That's not legal.
No, he just fills it all out. And then I approve it.
Oh, okay. You don't pay attention to anything on there?
Oh, I do for sure.
As you're changing your tune because you just realize you don't pay attention to anything on the ballot.
I like to write myself in. I do.
Again, a wasted vote.
Why?
What if you won one day?
You know what? There have been a lot of people lately who have told me to run for president. I'm like, no way.
One time when I was working in conservative news talk, we got a caller that said they were so upset with the system. They wrote me in as a writing candidate. So then we went and researched and we tried. I had 4 votes.
Did you?
I had 4 votes in one election.
Yes.
Independently, 4 people wrote me in as the Senate candidate of the Republican Party.
That's awesome.
I lost though.
Obviously, that's why you're here. I mean, just saying.
Not a senator.
I mean, you know. But you never want to date a communist.
Okay, why is that?
Too many red flags.
At least I caught that one was a joke this time.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements. But your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. It's your daily fun podcast about all things digital. We need 2 things from you. Number 1 is for you to like this podcast.
That's easy.
Okay.
One
Number
click.
2 is for you to share this podcast.
Again, so easy.
Number 3.
You just said 2 things.
I can't change my mind.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. Number 3 is comment. Leave us a few comments on the podcast. Tell us what you think, what we're talking about.
Chime in.
You know, how wonderful I am. how great things are.
If you want to get your comment read, that's one way to get it done.
Just saying.
Suck up to the boss.
All right. So Princess Kate's photo. Oh, my gosh.
This is a scandal that goes farther than I ever would have imagined a photoshopped photo could. So it's Mother's Day in England.
Correct.
And she sends out on her social medias a picture of her and her children.
And she has, you know what? Let me tell you, those are good looking kids.
Yeah, they don't look inbred at all. And she sends out the photo. And obviously, she's been out of commission for a couple of weeks.
And they don't really, nobody's saying.
Right. That's why it's like.
That's the problem.
Conspiracy theory.
So, because like people are like going like, well, she had a hysterectomy. Well, no, she could be up and running a week after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe she has something wrong with her intestinal system.
That's the biggest speculation is that she had, voluntary abdominal surgery. And they're saying, well, if she did have something with her intestine, she'd be wearing a colostomy bag. And she doesn't want to be seen in public like that. So that's why she's hiding away. She's not supposed to come back until after Easter.
Okay. And then somebody, I read something online where somebody said she had a tummy tuck. I'm like, the woman is this big.
That's what I said, actually.
Okay. I mean,
I host a radio show here in the Valley, 99.9 KEZ, Beth and Friends on iHeartRadio. And I said that. I said, maybe she's getting plastic surgery. Oh, I got yelled at. Are you kidding me? What? She doesn't need plastic surgery. Are you crazy?
No, the woman's a twig.
She had three babies, though. We don't know if she wears Spanx all the time and she wanted to get it surgically
taken
care of.
Let me tell you something. Okay.
This is hand on hip. I am in trouble.
Okay. You can put Spanx on anything. Okay. But that woman does not need Spanx.
So she releases the photo and immediately people put it through software to see if it was photoshopped. Because I guess a couple of Christmases ago, she sent out a photo and one of her children was missing a middle finger because it was photoshopped. And so they put it in and they found this whole list of 17 different things that were adjusted. Some of them were like the bricks in the background. And she came out and she said, as an amateur photographer, I did try to edit the picture before I released it. You guys are absolutely right. And then she released the original photo, which looks almost exactly the same.
Oh, I didn't know that she released the original one.
She did. She released the untouched up one. And the things that she was like she feathered the hair on her daughter. That's not scandalous. Here's where it goes crazy is that the Associated Press, Reuters, Getty Images.
Everybody.
They all took it down. It's barely edited and there's no editorial changes that were made. It doesn't change the story of her saying happy mother. If that's the case, how does Getty Images have one picture of Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, right.
I mean, every single thing she does is Photoshop.
So did Kate use like best photo or best shot or anything like that?
The report I saw was it was hand photoshopped.
Okay.
Because she is a photographer.
Right.
She does photography. She edits photos. And it was very sloppily done. Like I said, the feathering of her daughter's hair, it was done to a point and then just stopped. And so it looked like the work of an amateur because it was the work of an amateur. But she's not trying to change the story. She's not trying to cover up some surgery. It's why would all these news organizations take the photo down?
Because of the conspiracy theories.
Okay.
I think that was it because you're right. I mean, Kim Kardashian.
Single photo.
Yes.
And I mean, it's not if she gave herself a third eye or, you know, removed some mole or something, I would get that. That is changing the story. But this was just a little touch up on her daughter's sweater sleeve.
I know. And on the skirt.
Yeah.
And or whatever it was.
Such minute stuff.
No, it's just because of who she is.
But it's just
conspiracy theories.
But they said it's just a policy. Any edited photo is not available. We will not push through our news network. Any single edited photo. I thought that was a little dramatic.
I think it was. I mean, every photo they push out is edited.
Well, that's true.
I mean, come on.
But not photoshopped by the user. This is not a professional doing this, Kim. This is an amateur. But then did you see...
the future queen of England.
Did you see like 2 hours after this, they put her in a car... and had her driving through the city so photogs could take a picture of her to see if she's out and about.
Well, you know, they have to. It's big money.
It is big money.
I mean, look at Meghan Markle. She's still trying to figure out how to get a piece of it.
But why don't they just tell us? Tell us what's going on with her. I mean, she's a public figure. She also brought it to us. We didn't have to know she was going to the hospital. She brought that information
to us. What do you think it is?
I don't know. I thought it was plastic surgery from the beginning. I really did.
Did you? You are such a guy. She's getting a boob job.
I didn't say boob job. Maybe a tummy tuck. Maybe something else.
The woman doesn't need a tummy tuck.
But what if it was something with her face? And it would be obvious that she would have. Maybe she got rhinoplasty and she'd have that big thing. I thought it was plastic surgery from the beginning. But this whole colostomy bag thing, that makes sense. That makes sense to me.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that was a rumor that came out today, and now it's all over social media.
Oh, well, if that's the case, that's just...
Ugh. But she could send a better message if she was out there with her bedazzled colostomy bag, showing people that have to carry one that it's okay. It's not embarrassing. It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
It's not. It's a medical thing.
Well, we're going to talk about Airbnb.
Next?
Yes.
Right next.
Well, yes, the next. Because you know what? I was at an Airbnb where there were like 12 hidden cameras.
How'd you find them?
I will tell you.
Nice.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements. But your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before. And your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit cisecurity.org to play your part.
All right, it's Kim Commando today. We love to get your comments. We do. So wherever you're watching, make sure that you leave a comment. And now if you're listening, you're saying like, wait, I can watch? Yes, you can watch us do this podcast every single day, 11:30 a.m.
We have now, time change.
Had time change.
Because our state is silly billies, and we don't believe in daylight savings.
No.
So on the West Coast, it's 11:30, 2:30 on the East Coast.
That's kind of late for people on the East Coast.
Yeah, I know. We tried to see if we could get it to work. We were going to move the show to Kansas.
Excellent.
But we just couldn't figure out the logistics.
Speaking of radio, you know what happened today?
What happened today?
Oh, so exciting. WABC.
Oh, that's right. You got off a plane yesterday and went straight to work because you had a WABC.
Yes, I did. I was sitting there going like, okay, I got to do it.
Why didn't I fly home on Saturday?
Exactly. You know, it was kind of like a whole time thing because, you know, we left Tokyo at 5:30.
A.M., P.M.?
P.M.
P.M., okay.
On Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. We got home. We landed into Phoenix at like 3 p.m. on Sunday.
That's a short flight. Okay. Negative 2 hours?
Okay. So years ago, this is a while ago, I rented an Airbnb in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
Because I needed Ian to get checked, and there was a specialist in Salt Lake City. He was fine.
Okay.
It's like a whole elbow thing, but that's where like...
Did he have to wear a colostomy bag and hide it from the internet?
Gosh, no, not at all. Thank God. So we rent this this house in Draper, Utah. That was what it was. And it was a big house. Had like an indoor basketball court.
Oh, yeah.
All this stuff. And, you know, it looked like a beautiful home. And I thought, you know, this might be nice. And so as we start looking around, see what's there, I'm like, kind of like, you know how you get like that creepy feeling? And, I go onto the satellite TV and I go above channels like 900 and I start seeing all the hidden cameras and the cameras inside the house and outside the house.
That's a mistake. Why are you putting them on your satellite box so you can be viewed?
And then there was an iPad in the kitchen that controlled everything. I look on the iPad and, like, wow, you know, there's the cameras here too, along with this guy has a really big porn addiction.
On his iPad?
Yeah.
He didn't put a password on that thing?
No.
Dummy. And
big old LDS guy too, you know, like, all right, whatever. So I call him up and say, listen, what are all the cameras? And they said, oh, well, just turn them off. I'm like,
okay. How do you do that?
I know. So she came over and turned them all off.
Okay. Did you believe it?
Yeah, because I was, you know, I can nosy around.
You have your ways.
Yes. And there were cameras outside. And then I complained to Airbnb. And then at the very bottom of the listing, it said in little tiny letters, like a 6 font. Security cameras. That's all it said.
That's all they have to say? They don't have to say they're inside?
That's what they had to say.
Ah, okay.
But the best part of the whole thing, so while this is all going on, and we're sitting there, it goes like, ding dong, you know. And so Barry opens the door, and I see like two Mormon boys standing there. Mm-hmm. Hi, we'd like to tell you about the Latter-day Saints.
You're doing a missionary work in Utah?
I guess they got transferred to Utah.
That's a little redundant.
And so I'm like, oh my gosh, Barry, let them in. He's like, Cam, we're not letting him in. I'm like, no, I want to hear the pitch.
What's it going to take to get you in this Jesus today?
Exactly.
Do you want a bumper?
So starting April 30th, Airbnb is going to ban all hosts from using indoor security cameras.
Really? So even if they want and they're willing to say there are cameras inside.
No more cameras. They have to.
Why do they have to?
Because they, you know, there are so many cases of hidden cameras in Airbnbs.
But what about me? And I'm going to be devil's advocate here. I am an Airbnb host, and I am worried you're going to trash my house, and then I'll have no proof of it. And camera was my way to get the proof.
And no more decibel ratings either about those parties.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't have those either.
Airbnb must be hurting for business if they are siding with the customer over the host.
They sure are. So now they say there's not going to be any more hidden cameras, which means, you know what? There's still going to be some weirdo person that's going to have a hidden camera.
Why do you have 64 teddy bears in your kitchen?
My collection.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing. But, you know, they can hide it in everything.
Yeah. Outlets. Oh, I've seen the outlet cameras. People catch them. So what can I do? How can I detect if there is a camera there?
You still do the same thing.
Okay.
Like, you know, like shine the light, get an RF detector, you know, stay in a hotel.
You know? Yeah, because there's never any cameras in hotel rooms.
Did you hear what happened on that cruise?
No.
Some weirdo. We put it in the newsletter.
Should have saw it when I read the newsletter then.
So he, I forget what his name was, but he worked on a cruise line. And so he put all kinds of like hidden cameras, like where the kids would be sleeping in rooms.
Gosh.
So it's just, you know, sick pedophile.
Seriously.
Okay. So now they caught him and they're, you know, trying to bring him to justice and all this other stuff. You know, pedophilia to me is is probably the most horrific crime.
Yeah. I don't understand why the death penalty is not connected to pedophilia.
I mean, it's just, and where they're putting these videos now. It's not like he's just going to sit there at home and do what he wants to do. He's going to sell these videos. He's going to put them in the dark web. He's going to put them on
Facebook.
Yes. Facebook or wherever it is. And these parents, these kids, they have no idea that these videos even exist.
Right.
Okay. So I put in the newsletter after this story, and I was writing this while I was in Japan.
Sure. Cause you never stop working.
Never stop working. I hope he gets a broom up his butt.
Okay. I mean, that's one way to articulate that. Okay.
You know, people wrote me and said that was too harsh.
I mean, a bit graphic, but it's not too harsh.
I mean,
for a pedophile? No, that's not too harsh.
I'm like, you know, it's like, oh, you shouldn't have said that, Cam. Oh, you know what? Have some class.
For some of those pedophiles, that may not be a punishment at all.
God, just sicko. So, I mean, really, so disgusting. Now even when you're on a cruise ship.
Everywhere. You're never safe.
Nuts. All right. So we're going to switch topics. What's your favorite cereal?
Wow. That's way out of nowhere. you want me to answer right now or is this a tease? All right. My Life cereal.
Life?
The Cracklin' Oat brand is also one of my favorites.
I don't eat cereal.
No?
It's processed food.
So why are we having this conversation?
I thought you were talking about cereal.
No, I'm not talking about cereal?
When we come back?
No.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about banning cereal.
Banning
cereal? Yes. TikTok Kellogg's protest.
Maybe I should be behind that.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, it's Kim Komando today. It's your Daily Fun podcast about all things digital. And also when we remind Andrew about his last story, what he was going to be talking about that he forgot.
I totally remembered. I was just doing a bit that I forgot completely what we were supposed to talk about here.
Cereal.
Yes, cereal. So okay. Are you starting with the comments?
We're going to do the comments first.
Cool.
Okay. Maddie says we have a whole bunch of viewers on X today.
Which is awesome.
Over almost 350 at one time, which
That's
is
awesome.
Great. Nobody's commenting on X, though. And Maddie says they may not know how because it's confusing.
How many times do we have to beg you people?
Click directly on the live stream video and then send in the comments where it says say something.
Okay.
Say something, anything. Let's see. Barbaroni, she's talking about Princess Kate. She said the woman is a twig. She is.
But maybe she's getting her ears sucked back or a facelift. Why are you looking at me like I'm a crazy person to suggest a celebrity or public image is getting plastic surgery?
Okay, it doesn't take 2.5 months to get a facelift.
Maybe they botched it.
Okay. Liz Dotson, she said too many red flags. That's a really good one, Kim.
It was a good
one. Yeah, that's
very
good. Mary and Catherine Houghton said, I hear she's growing her bangs out.
That's a rough transition. You do.
Oh, wait. Oh, about your joke. I don't remember that joke.
I don't remember that one either. But that's still funny.
I'm trying to grow my bangs out.
Are you?
Yeah.
When do you decide they're grown out enough?
I don't know. I was thinking like I need to get them cut. You know, what happens, you don't know this.
I don't.
What happens is that your hair goes really well for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it's like you look and you're like, oh, I need to get a haircut. Like
Ruh-roh.
Yes, exactly. Let's see. Liz and Lou and Glenn, they all say welcome back. And they say a Japan podcast would be very cool. We're going to do that. I'm going to show all kinds of videos and
I'm
stuff
excited.
Like that. Louis Whitlow says, why doesn't the government not step in? I'm worried for our young people's ability to think for themselves and back away from TikTok.
I mean, there is that aspect. There is definitely that aspect. And we talked about the TikTok event actually earlier in the show. And the government side, the government's angle on why they want it banned. The users, their reason why they think the government wants it banned is actually an example of my last story. They think the government does not want a single solitary person to be able to have their voice amplified and start a movement. And that's actually what's happening on TikTok right now. I'm not saying that's the case.
Yes.
I'm just saying that's what they feel. One woman sitting there and she saw the comment of the CEO from Kellogg's where he said, well, you know, if meat's too expensive, I'm paraphrasing. If meat's too expensive, why don't you have cereal for dinner?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I did see that.
So everybody on the internet got upset. And she got so upset that she went out and she found every single brand that Kellogg's owns. And she wants for the second quarter of the fiscal year 2024 to just don't buy any single Kellogg's product for the entire quarter. Starting on April 1st, they're calling it hashtag let them eat cereal, a play on let them eat cake. And she has every single brand. Well, here's the thing. She's actually getting momentum. Her videos, which she's posting and updating constantly, are getting hundreds of thousands of views.
Wow.
Mainstream media is talking about this and the fact that people are upset and they have demands. They have a list of demands, and that's for Kellogg's to pull back their 28% increase that they did on their cereal products.
So is that what it's all about?
It's the comment mixed with the price increase. And people are saying they're already seeing effects. Someone posted on Twitter or X that they went into their store and for the first time ever, they saw two Kellogg's brands of cereal on sale for 99 cents a box.
No.
Yes. Now, obviously, that could be the grocery store getting rid of overstock or something that's going to go bad. But a single voice, one woman, who just had a TikTok account. She would talk about marketing and her job and her life. She got ticked off and she started a movement. And it's going to happen on April 1st. Hashtag let them eat cereal.
So what effect do you think it's going to have on Kellogg's sales?
Well, it's already hurt them, their brand.
I mean, look what happened to Bud Light.
Exactly. And that was all a political movement. That was a social movement, which is exactly what this is. This is a social, we are so tired. Did you see the receipt that went viral over the weekend?
He went to Five Guys?
Correct. Got a burger with bacon. I guess that's important. A burger with bacon, a small fry, and a medium drink. It was $24 for
that's
one
crazy.
Person to eat fast food. That's insane. And it went viral. I think it had 25 million views on his post of his receipt. So there obviously is this public feeling where our everything, they're gouging us because they can at the grocery store. And this is a way, then this is only the beginning, according to her. If it's successful, if they can get Kellogg's to actually move, then they're going to go after other companies that have raised their price since COVID.
Like what?
Since the pandemic. Other companies, General Mills is a possibility because that's a huge, I mean, Kellogg's owns everything. When you look at the list of things, Pringles, Pop-Tarts, E.L. Fudge, 40 different kinds of cereal brands. If you go down the cereal aisle, the odds are you are grabbing a box and it's owned by Kellogg's.
You know, everything that you just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I would never eat.
Then thank you for being a part of the protest, Kim.
I'm just like, you know, if you take away my kale, okay? No, kale is, you know, kale is good as long as you can, like, cover it up with some good sauce or something.
You know the best way to cook kale, right?
What?
You use a little bit. So if, let's say if you normally use 2 tablespoons, use 5 or 6 tablespoons of olive oil, because then it slides right off the pan into the garbage really easy.
So what is your favorite brand of cereal?
Kirkland Oat Bran.
Hmm. I like mini wheats.
Why do you like mini wheats after you just told us that you don't eat cereal?
Because it's shredded. Get it? Like, it's good. It's like you're in good shape. Like,
no, I understand.
It was a good one.
No, that was a bad one. You had a good one this show, but that was not.
No, it was a good one. I bet you people are laughing right now. And I don't think they're laughing at me. I think they're laughing with me.
Okay. Keep that up. You keep that hope alive.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.